The World This Week, Politics.
Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner group of Russian-backed mercenaries, was presumed to have been killed when a private plane he was travelling in crashed north of Moscow. 2 months ago, Mr. Prigozhin led a rebellion of his men, resulting in a short march on Moscow and skirmishes with Russian troops because he was unhappy with the direction of the war in Ukraine. The Biden administration gave approval for Denmark and the Netherlands to send F-16s to Ukraine, the first time America has allowed the transfer of the American-made fighter aircraft after months of entreaties from Kiev. The jets will not be deployed for some time as Ukrainian pilots need training to fly them. President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country will use the jets to keep Russian terrorists away from Ukrainian cities and villages. His comments come after a Russian missile attack on a theater in Chernihiv, a city in northern Ukraine, killed 7 people and injured 144 others. Meanwhile, Ukraine carried out more drone attacks on Russia. America, Britain and France condemned an assault on UN peacekeepers in the buffer zone that divides the Turkish-occupied north of Cyprus from the Greek Cypriots south. Turkish Cypriots injured 3 peacekeepers who had been trying to stop the unauthorized construction of a road and used bulldozers to smash UN vehicles. The bodies of 18 suspected illegal migrants were found in a building scorched by wildfires in northern Greece, close to the Turkish border. Seta Thawisin became Thailand's new prime minister. Mr. Seta comes from the populist Per Thai party, which came second in May's election. The candidate of the winning party, Move Forward, was prevented from getting the job by the conservative establishment. Mr. Setter's elevation was made possible by a deal with the army that allowed Thaksin Shinawat, who was ousted as prime minister in a coup in 2006 and is connected with Per Thai, to return from exile. Mr. Thaksin was promptly jailed for corruption, but is expected to be released soon. The day after being imprisoned, he was sent to a hospital. The new rapprochement between Japan and South Korea is being tested by Japan's decision to release treated radioactive water from the damaged Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea. China has banned all Japanese seafood.